When the Red Oak Community School District Board of Directors met on Wednesday, April 15th, there was a presentation from Tracy Van Onsdale, Kelsey Mangold, Amy McClintock, and Nate Perrin to review goals and outcomes of the district's current career and academic plan. Following the meeting, Superintendent Ron Lorenz tells us more about that presentation.
A fairly extensive presentation by Mr. Perrin, also Amy McClintock, and Kelsey Mangold.
Right.
Fairly in-depth, detailed presentation. Tell me about that.
So what they did is review the goals and the outcomes of our 25-26 District and Career Academic Plan, our DCAP, and then they presented the proposed 26-27 plan and essentially asked for feedback from the board. I think we spent a lot of time just answering questions from the board and getting a sense of the board's priorities and helping establish that vision. Now, and that's a great thing because that annual review is actually, it's a required part of the DCAP process. So it's something that, it wasn't just a presentation for the sake of making a presentation, it's something that we have to do. And, you know, bottom line, the DCAP outlines how we support kids in exploring academic and career opportunities while also helping them to understand what their interests are, where their strengths lie. You know, we use a lot of tools just to help gauge interest, temperament, and those kinds of things. So this evening, the presentation that those individuals made really highlighted the district's ongoing efforts to strengthen our career, post-secondary readiness for kids. And they talked a lot about outcomes. I think, suffice to say, Mr. Perrin put it very well when he said, in terms of Southwest Iowa, we're leading the pack.
Yeah.
Our plan was rated, I believe, highest or maybe second highest of all the districts in our region.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not necessarily the case statewide. You know, we've got some work to do to catch up with the rest of the state.
Yeah.
But in our neighborhood, so to speak, we're doing very well in that regard.
Thanks to Superintendent Ron Lorenz for his time and that information.